Welcome back to the snack, wrestling fans. WrestleMania 40 just happened, April 6th, April 7th, 2024, and we were watching. We had all sorts of friends watching. This was a big event, two nights, and epic names attached to the series. This is a full spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it yet, you know, pause, come back and see us. Now, Giggler, Scotty, you both watched it. You both experienced it. Who wants to go first? Scotty Scoop, why don't you set us up?
Yeah, I'm going to go first.
What was the anticipation? Because I think Andy had a full-on party.
Yeah, I'll go first only because I've been out of the wrestling game for 15 years at least. I knew it was Saturday and Sunday, and I already have Peacock. And I was like, oh, well, apparently you don't have to pay for pay-per-views anymore. You can just turn it on and watch it. So I was like, I'm going to just turn this on and see what's going on in the world of wrestling. And, you know, it's WrestleMania. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling. You know, they're always going to have the glitz and the glamour and the pageantry. And, you know, you get the celebrities and you get all kinds of crazy stuff at WrestleMania. So I was excited to, you know, just to see what's going on. Who's who? Am I going to see any familiar faces and, you know, any kind of intriguing matches? And I'm going to say that I wasn't let down. It was definitely entertaining. I sat and watched all 8 hours, Andy.
I didn't even do that. I fast-forwarded through
most of it. No, I didn't fast-forward through anything.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
Ads?
I was in. No, just no ads.
Great.
You know, pay for the Peacock.
Yeah.
It's were there ads? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. There's plenty built in.
Built in.
There's
ads.
An ad for Logan Paul's company in the middle of the ring the entire weekend.
Prime. I know that I saw a couple of time some commercials for the Bray Wyatt documentary coming or something like that.
R.I.P. Yeah. Exactly. That'll be good.
But yeah, good time. Worth the price of admission for me, which was zero.
All right, well, this will be good. What were your highlights?
My highlights were I really enjoy the ladies wrestling. That was entertaining.
For
competitive. Lightweight, flyweight
stuff.
It's
not because it's sexier?
It's not because they're scantily clad at all. That is not the reason.
I was trying to.
Shanna, that is not why.
Yeah.
That is not why I was watching it.
Eye contact is important.
Yes.
Once again, trying to trap you on the podcast.
Yeah.
It was a trap question.
I do not watch any other wrestling at any other time. It was WrestleMania only. There were no. She was there most of the
time.
There
were no shenanigans.
Yeah.
Scott doesn't even know who Bella Twins or Sable are.
No way.
Okay, now that we almost got Scotty in trouble, Andy, fanboy out, how did your weekend go with WrestleMania?
I give it a 4.0.
Oh, there you go. I'll give it a 4. We'll bring the energy up.
This is the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
We're going to have to call PC Mike and ask him.
Triple H said it on Monday, and I agree. On Monday Night Raw, it was, I mean, just the final match on Sunday was just everything I ever wanted. I've been loosely following this bloodline story with Roman Reigns, and he's been the champion for 4 years. It's been time for somebody else to get the title. He doesn't wrestle a lot, so people kind of bitch about that. It's like
he's kind of like a prize
fighter.
Didn't he have cancer
point? Leukemia a few years, and then he came back from that, and he just was like, they put him to kind of like a totally different character, more of like a heel. It's a bad guy if Logan doesn't know what that is.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I remember Heels from the show Heels with Stephen Amell.
Attaboy. Yes, exactly. So, I mean, it's been one of the better wrestling stories in the past few years, 100%. And I'm more so quoting that from a lot of other people that are watching it on a weekly basis. I've kind of fallen out of that since the pandemic. I think watching wrestling, with just the people in the ring. And then when they had during the pandemic, they had the screens that people were zoomed in the audience, that I couldn't get into that at all. So I kind of fell off, but I think I might be back. We had this last match. I'll get to that later, but there's so many other. What gets it for me are the surprise appearance, celebrity appearances. This is the show of shows. There's so many like we said, there's so many ad dollars in all this, so people are going to show up. Like, there was Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne.
Snoop Dogg with his new gin and juice drink.
Yeah, yeah. Lil Wayne accompanied one of the Uso brothers and sang one of his songs at his entrance. Who else was there? Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson
showed up and interfered with a match, right?
Yeah, Rey Mysterio tag match. He came out wearing a...
Against his son? Is that his son?
Yes.
His real actual son?
Yeah, his real son, okay. Dominic. Yeah, it's not like
the Undertaker and Kane were brothers.
No, they're brothers, Scott.
Oh, they are brothers.
No, they're not. You're right. But this
Kane
is
not
real...
the mayor of a town in Tennessee.
Yes, exactly. So there was title changes. That's one of my favorite things. Like, I just it just makes it more exciting when there's that on the line. Sami Zayn won the Intercontinental title. Two new tag team titles were given in a ladder match. Any ladder match, I'm here for at all times.
So
creative with those. Drew McIntyre unfortunately beat my favorite wrestler Seth Rollins for his World Heavyweight Championship. Seth was pretty banged up from his Friday night match, which I'll talk about in a second.
Friday night or Saturday?
Saturday night. Thank
nice.
You. What else?
Drew McIntyre won and then
oh yes,
immediately lost.
Yes. The old...
So what title is this? I know there's like always there's
it's the World Heavyweight
Championship. The World Heavyweight Championship. What did Roman Reigns have?
That was the Undisputed. So Roman Reigns had both titles. Like, they used to have Raw and a Raw title, which is Monday, and a SmackDown title separately, which is Friday. A lot of things are merged together. He won both titles basically, and they merged it into one Undisputed Championship, and he's just been on top of the WWE for like 4 years now. So Cody Rhodes came back from he left in like 2019 to form AEW and came back in 2022 and has been one of the biggest stars of WWE since. And I think he's been a huge fan favorite, including myself. It's hard not to. I mean, his character was Stardust back in the day, one of the worst characters ever. Like, he just has such a great redemption now. That's a lot to do with like his father Dusty.
Did he team up with Gold Dust?
That's his brother.
Okay.
So his brother is in AEW still right now.
All
right. I'm hoping that they could bring him back to be a part of this with his brother now as title, because as a champion, I think that would be amazing.
Welcome back to wrestling, Andy.
But dude,
jeez, you were out. I mean, wrestling fans.
He's back. I'm not even halfway done, sir.
keep it going. That was just to keep your energy up. I can tell you got this in the bag. We'll be right back.
You've heard others, but nothing could prepare you for the shameful stupidity that is the Jock and Nerd Podcast. Hear Imran.
So if you offend everyone at once, it's a wash. I've covered everybody.
Anthony.
Sorry, I was texting. Say that again.
And Rug Boy.
Yeah, whenever there's a snowstorm, my slack hole tightens up.
As they talk over one another.
Just exactly
John
the same
Connor
as
was the fucking Terminator.
We're talking over each other. It's fine.
Sorry.
Swear.
I had boobies.
And ask you for money.
Just give us the money.
Witness the hubris as they claim to be the world's authority on comic book movies.
Who's that?
Never said that. You've never said that.
Who cares? A jock said that.
Comic book, TV, movie reviews, news, and whatever they choose. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Jock and Nerd Podcast.
It can't be silly, goofy fun.
Seriously, people really listen to this.
Jock and Nerd!
All right, back to the show.
Yeah, so this was, I think, the most tickets ever sold for WrestleMania in Philly.
I think they said over two nights is 145,000.
Yeah.
Snoop said 145,420. But that is not the number that came up on my screen.
That was his marketing, his next marketing ploy. And then I know that they set the record on Peacock as the most streamed entertainment event ever with 1.3 billion live minutes.
Oh, boy. Jeez. It's worldwide, this wrestling. They like it everywhere.
The reason for it, and I'm not going to even sugarcoat it, it's not Cody Rhodes. The reason for the success is The Rock.
It's got to be The Rock.
It's 100%
The Rock.
Oh,
yeah, he's bringing eyes for
me,
sure.
Who's not following any of this, just from social media, knew that The Rock was at WrestleMania this weekend. I was like, oh, The Rock's at WrestleMania. Like, I knew about WrestleMania because The Rock is on my feed.
Speaking of family wrestling relationships, The Rock is a real-life cousin of Roman Reigns, who was the champion that lost his title on Sunday. So they had a tag match on Saturday. Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, the good guys, versus The Rock and his cousin Roman Reigns to decide the stipulation for the championship match on Sunday versus Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. The Rock took pin Cody Rhodes for the win there. So the match Sunday was a bloodline rules match, which basically just means there are no rules. So you can expect there's been a lot of interference from the bloodline, which is basically Roman Reigns' cronies. Some of them are of his real family. The Uso brothers were there, twins that for one
the
time.
The Russo brothers?
The Russo brothers. Yeah. They took a break from filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember Infinity War? Well, now you have Infinity Cage War.
That would be
sorry.
Oh my.
Anyway, cut that.
So yeah, that decided
Roadhouse.
That decided the stipulation for the match Sunday. So that really just set the stage for, like, during that match. Actually, at one point, Roman Reigns speared The Rock. The spear is his finishing move. Basically, it's a tackle. Woohoo! It was kind of like making you think that is The Rock going to turn on him on Sunday. When in fact we get to Sunday, I could not wait for this match, just because of the lead up, and I'm like a 90s kid wrestling fan. So my biggest thing is like when the big guys come back, Stone Cold, The Rock, everything. So I was just The Rock alone was enough to get me here. But the fact that, I mean, we're going full spoilers on this final match here. The last 5 minutes of this championship match was probably my favorite wrestling moments.
It was a circus
of my entire life.
Paint the picture.
I mean,
use your words.
Yes, one of the Uso brothers, who I said was Roman Reigns. Basically, over the past year or so, they've kind of split up. So one of the twins is basically in the bloodline. The other is against them. So one of them comes out to interfere. His twin brother comes out and intercepts him. Match. Then the match keeps going. The Rock's just kind of there. And you know he's going to get involved. You just don't know what he's going to do, who he's going to help, or whatever. Shortly thereafter, Solo Sikoa, Roman's other family member in the bloodline, comes out. Boom. You think, all right, he's going to beat Cody, and this is going to be over, and everyone's going to be pissed that Roman's still the champion. Da, 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 da. 2 seconds later, John Cena comes out.
Oh, no, we had Seth Rollins came out.
I thought that was after Cena.
Nah, I don't think so.
Seth Rollins' entrance, I know, came. Was the epic
when
Mummer's
Seth Rollins
parade.
Came in. Didn't the other guy like attack him? He came in like the Shield music played.
I can't remember the. Yeah, that's maybe you're right. The Shield.
And then that guy that was already there like hit him with a chair when he came in.
Roman Reigns intercepted Seth Rollins. They play the Shield entrance music. Roman Reigns intercepts Seth Rollins. He comes out of nowhere with a chair. If anyone knows anything about the Shield, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, you know that that chair is one of the most important pieces of wrestling history. He comes in, intercepts them. You think, okay, that's it. John Cena comes in out of nowhere, intercepts Solo Sikoa as well. So even playing field is evened,
right?
Quote unquote. The Rock starts to interfere. He brings out this belt that he beat the shit out of Cody with probably within the past 2 weeks, and it says Mama Rhodes on it.
Yeah.
Literally just an homage or talking shit to his mom, who was in the front row. His dad passed away in like 2015. So Cody's ready to win the title here. John Cena comes out. We have the best part about this is the Peacemaker Black Adam standoff.
Yeah. What? I mean, obviously just from a character like for us.
But this is like center ring.
If they only would
stare
do that.
Stare down.
I mean,
it's these two against John Cena v The Rock.
Yes. So
John Cena's entrance was crazy. He made a surprise return to assist Cody Rhodes by taking out Solo Sikoa.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. So they're standing there in the middle of the ring, eye to eye, and I'm like, young Andy is just like on top of the world right now. Like I was already standing up. Like, and Steph was making fun of me because of how like into it I was getting. All of a sudden, The Rock takes down Cena pretty easily.
Yeah,
gives him the rock bottom.
He went, you know.
And
then immediately rock bottom.
Yes, takes him down, and then you hear The Undertaker.
Yeah.
The ding.
Dong.
Ding. And
I don't think I've ever, and the lights go down.
I just got chills even like thinking about it.
Completely black.
And that was the biggest pop I've ever heard from a wrestling crowd in my whole life as well.
Lights come back on. The Rock is looking down the ramp and, you know, he's talking smack, ready for the Undertaker to come out. And then he turns around. Undertaker's right behind him.
Yes. Gives him the nice choke slam.
Yep.
The Rock's out of the picture.
Oh, done. My God.
And then you hear the ding, the dong again. Bong. And the lights go down. The lights come back on. And the Rock and Undertaker are just gone.
Yes. Yes. My favorite. And so now...
I imagine just hiding under the ring
for the next
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Just climbing through a tunnel.
Yes. Exactly.
You're not getting either of those guys.
All right. Amazing payoff.
Yes. The playing field's leveled there. It's just Cody versus Roman. And we have Seth Rollins gets up. He's the one that with the chair coming out with the full Shield garb, which is amazing throwback. My favorite maybe wrestling outfit.
Looks like a SWAT
of all
team.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. It was one of the best teams ever. If anyone even doesn't know what the Shield is, look it up. It's one of the best wrestling factions of all time. So basically the storytelling here is one half of the ring on one side of the ring, Cody is getting up, the other half on the other side, Seth Rollins is getting up, and Roman Reigns pulls this chair out, and he's basically, you can see he's deciding which one of them he wants to hit.
Yeah.
Does he want to try to win the match?
Really want to hit.
Or does he want to get his ultimate revenge on Seth Rollins for basically ruining his career back, but probably, I mean, this was probably 8 years ago when this happened. Basically, Roman makes the decision. I'm going to hit Seth Rollins with this chair, and his little delay gives Cody enough time to get his strength back, and he basically takes the win from there.
His special move.
Yeah, yeah.
The Roadhouse.
I think it was the Cody Cutter.
I don't know.
He basically jumps off the ropes and kind of does like a. It's kind of like a
twist of fate thing that he does.
Oh yeah, I can't remember what that one is. I'm showing my true fandom. But honestly, just everything, the storytelling was amazing. The fact that they just took pieces from like the last 8 years of wrestling, 8 to 10 years, even more than that when you consider like The Rock and Undertaker. Roman Reigns has had some amazing feuds and highlighted main event in WrestleManias multiple times against The Undertaker. So all this story just makes so much sense. And like he's such a powerhouse that you don't want to take the title off of him in a way that makes him look weak. So the fact that it took some multiple of like wrestling's greatest stars to help take him down kind of adds a little bit of kind of fuel to the fire going forward. But honestly, one of my favorite things, I watched Monday Night Raw yesterday.
I was going to say, what's the after-action report?
I'm back
on Raw.
You're back in it now.
So the first hour was basically Cody getting a tribute speech, and then The Rock came out and talked to him. Basically was saying, you know, The Rock's the crowd was so anti-Rock. It was awesome. He is absolute.
He's the new Mr. McMahon.
Yeah, call himself the final boss, and it fit very well. He even quoted things like to Cody Rhodes, Cody said this to him. He was like, "You're kind of my actual boss. Like, you're literally on the TKO WWE board of directors. So I am your champion now, actually." And he kind of agreed, and it was pretty tense. Like The Rock had his own wrestling belt that he had on with like the People's Champion, I guess, that Muhammad Ali's widow gave to him at the Hall of Fame on Friday. So he'd been wearing that all weekend, which is pretty awesome. Cody let him hold the title. It might be kind of like a little precursor maybe of things to come, because this isn't the last piece of the story. 100%. It's going to keep going. The Rock basically said, "I'm going to be out for a little bit. The Rock's got to go away, but he's going to come back." We don't really know when that's going to be. SummerSlam's a couple months away, and that's usually the second biggest pay-per-view of the year. And at one point he gave a secret item to Cody. It basically shook his hand and said, "You'll know exactly what this is once you feel it in your hand." And basically he said, never break my heart again. So we don't know what it is. I have no clue. I'm speculating. I have no clue. I have no idea why that would work. But I have no clue. I can't even begin to speculate.
He's going to get screwed. That's another Montreal screw job all over
him. I hope not.
Bret Hart.
But I think
heartbreak hit.
They could do that in a way, like if they take the title off him right away from The Rock, yeah. Like they could do that in a way to make him possibly like one of the biggest stars ever.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
He has everything that you need. Like, it was really cool to see his like excitement yesterday from being the champion. Like, this has been a long time coming. Like, he lost WrestleMania match last year against Roman Reigns, so this technically was a big rematch. And honestly, they knocked this out of the park. It was just the last, like I said, that last match in itself was amazing. The rest, from what I watched, was right up there. So
that's awesome, man. And online seems to agree with you. You know, it's reading from some folks like Digital Spy, WWE, of course, Peacock helping us out, touted as the most successful event in WWE history, breaking all time gate, viewership, merchandise, fan event, and social records. So apparently, like we said, 1.3 billion live minutes streamed on Peacock. You can watch us on Peacock, and 75,000 people there like each night. You know, I know Brandon Davis from comicbook.com was out there and raved and said it was an absolutely cinematic event, which, you know, I think that's a great term to capture it. Like, the storytelling's good, the action's there. And you obviously are back in it, Andy. Andy's a wrestling fan again. On the pod.
Yeah. It really is.
You hadn't even really seen it. You went back to watch it.
I was interested. I don't know that I'm going to watch Raw and SmackDown every week, but I might catch some highlights. There was some fun moments. Some really good athleticism in the shows. I do remember. I have no idea who it was, but at one point these two guys like slung shot a guy from like the middle ropes, like out into the up onto the ramp, and it seemed like he flew forever. It was like the three-way
luchadors, probably.
Yeah, it was like on three or something.
Yep.
That was pretty crazy. Whoever that Scottish guy is, what's that guy? Huge guy, came out with a sword and a kilt.
Oh yeah, Drew McIntyre.
Like,
he's a machine.
The size of some of these guys and the stuff that they do is just absolutely insane.
They do it every day.
Every day. Like, jumping off the top turnbuckle onto the ground.
I guarantee,
crashing into each other. It's crazy.
I guarantee most of them took like a day off and then went right back on the road and are just
house show tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got to ride the high of WrestleMania where it's like still up.
And I think that Seth Rollins and, what'd you say, Drew McIntyre?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good match. Those guys gave it their all.
Yeah.
And apparently it meant something to this Drew McIntyre to win the whatever belt he won. And then a guy came down down the ramp and cashed in his Money in the Bank, which is a thing that you win in a different pay-per-view where you can literally just get a title match at any time. Anytime you want. And this guy just got his ass kicked. And here comes this guy who's fresh with the thing and said, "Hey, ref, I want my match right now." Pulled him into the ring, choke slammed him, and won a belt. The guy had the belt for what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. Money in the Bank's one of my favorite like WWE things, 100%.
Yeah.
There's just so much aura over it. Like, it can happen at any time. There's been a lot of cool cash-ins for that and a lot of really not cool ones, too.
Right. Super exciting.
Well, what else? What's next now? Wrestling fans, WWE.
Yeah, what's the next,
like,
what's the next pay-per-view, Andy?
Yeah. Dude, I don't even
know. I don't know how anybody couldn't have saw that they're doing a really big show in Saudi Arabia, I guess. I don't know if it's a Raw or a SmackDown or if it's a pay-per-view.
It's a money grab.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be.
There's a crown prince somewhere paying a huge amount of money.
Yeah,
I'm sure, because that's a lot of stuff to fly all of your equipment to Saudi Arabia.
I mean, these sets
from the United States.
These sets, and even just like the suitcases for these guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
They're so big.
Oh man, we're loaded for the next few months, boys.
Well, they got
Backlash in France.
Oh yeah, Backlash.
May the 4th.
Big day. Big day on this
King
podcast.
And, King and Queen of the Ring, and that's the Jedi one, May 25th.
That's a great show. Kevin James.
Clash at the Castle in Glasgow, Scotland.
Whoa, we know a guy there. Yeah. Gary Mullen from One Night at Queen.
Money in the Bank, July 6th. And then August is SummerSlam. So we got a lot of things that can happen between now and then with The Rock or without The Rock. But I'm really excited to see this this Cody Rhodes championship. I'm 100% sold after this weekend on him.
It feels like to me as like the outsider that wrestling's as strong as ever. Like the audience is showing up and people are having fun.
I mean,
The Rock is there. John Cena's there. You got The Undertaker. You got Roman Reigns. I'm like, this is an all-star lineup.
Well, do you know
I watched
why?
It. I didn't know 80% of the roster, and I still had a great time.
Yeah, you got like all these young bloods that are just out there doing work.
Right.
Vince is gone. That's why it's this way.
Yeah. Triple H is in charge.
I hate to say it, but that's
why.
Facts. That's facts.
Yeah. What do you think? What's your take?
I think Vince
was a little out of it.
I think he knows it. Like it just got. That's why I stopped watching it too. It just kept everything got so repetitive. And boring. It's just the same thing every week with no stakes.
Yeah.
They're trying to save all the big stuff for like the big events, but like you still have to keep a good weekly show going, and they weren't doing that. But now I think you could see that a lot. They're doing a lot of new things on Monday Night Raw yesterday, like even just stupid new camera angles that are like of ways to like transition between scenes, just little things like that that you notice. That I'm like, oh damn it, I'm back in, baby.
Yeah, you got to change it up. You got to make it more engaging, and it's something that goes like year round. So you like, you know, it's a lot of programming to figure out.
Yeah.
All right, man. WrestleMania 40. You heard it here. WWE is happening, and we'll keep you posted on the wrestling world with the Giggler, Scotty Scoop. I'm Logan, and that's the podcast.
That's the podcast.
Yep.
Roadhouse.
I mean, I've been leaving them in a lot of them.
Nice.
Yeah, like, why not? It's the Easter eggs.
America's number one Roadhouse podcast.
Actually, I wouldn't even mind rewatching that movie.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time watching that movie.
We watched it. It was great.
Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautix. Learn more at audionautix.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.